Hey, you guys. Y'all, it's been so long. I haven't been on here in like a month. Welcome to the Secret Place Podcast. If you don't remember me, my name, because it's been forever, my name's Karu. Nice to meet you. And if you're new here, what is up? I'm so happy that you are here. The Secret Place Podcast is a podcast where we spend most of our time in the secret place, and this is where our revelations come from. This is where the Lord speaks, because in Psalm 91, it says that those who rest in the shadow of the Almighty, those who rest in the secret place are going to be protected, that the Lord is there with them. I don't even know where to begin, y'all. This past month has been a lot of reflection. It's been a lot of healing, and it's been a lot of growth. For those of y'all who know, all last year, I was in Honduras for like 6.5 months. I was literally in another country more than I was in the United States last year, and there was a lot of growth that happened. A lot of growth. Before we can continue on to this, let me just pray, because I just feel the Lord really wanting to speak tonight. So, God, thank you so much for waking me up this morning. Thank you for waking my friend up, Lord, watching this, listening to this now in the name of Jesus. God, I just pray, Lord, that your spirit would have its way. God, that your spirit would speak through me. God, would you give me a revelation, Lord? Would you give the person listening to this a revelation as well in the name of Jesus, God? God, may the only spirit that is spoken through me be the Holy Spirit and nothing else, Jesus. God, I thank you for healing. God, I thank you for just the way that you created our brains, Lord, even in the midst of the mental health struggles and all these things, God, you created us, Lord, perfectly and beautifully, Lord, because we reflect you. God, so may the enemy not try to come for us and make us not understand, Lord, these things, but make us, but may you make us thankful, Lord, and creating us a deeper understanding, Lord, of why you created us the way you did, Lord, and what we're here for in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for the revelation, Lord, on the other side of the screen in the name of Jesus. God, I love you so much in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, y'all, I have been, God is good. I've been in another country, like I said, the majority of 2023, and it was amazing. It was life-changing. I have no words for how much you can grow whenever you put yourself. Also, y'all, before I continue, I had to take away the mic stand because I like holding the mic because it feels more personal, like I feel more connected with you. So, yeah, I just had to add that. Anyways, y'all, if you're able to go overseas, go to a third world country and live there, you will learn the language, you will learn the culture, and you will grow so much spiritually. It's literally insane. So I was doing that all last year, and then I came home for the summer, and then I literally worked like 7 church camps. So it was like bus club, another bus club, literally did not rest at all. And my last time I was in Honduras was for 2 weeks. I translated for 2 teams. If y'all are OGs on the podcast, y'all remember me filming in like a random room on that, trying to be faithful and to the Lord. But I came home right before Thanksgiving, and I felt the Lord tell me that I was going into a new season, that there was things that I have been needing to grow from that I haven't allowed him to grow in me. And I didn't realize this, but ever since I became a Christian, there's been stuff that I've been running from. I've been chasing the next Christian concert, the conference, the camp, the mission trip, and all these things, chasing because I'm running from things at my home that I need to heal in. And although it's really, really hard, it's also really, really exciting, because it's easy to go to camp and conference and get all fired up for Jesus. But if you're not bringing it back home to your family and to where you lived, then it's all pointless, it's all meaningless. And this month, the scripture that God has just put on my heart, honestly, my favorite scripture ever, is Isaiah 43. And it says, "But forget all of the former things. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in a dry wasteland." Y'all, this is the Lord speaking right now, his promises over your life. Many of us are in the wilderness, going into the wilderness right now. There's a reason that we feel every single day feels like a chore. Every single day feels like a cycle. There's a reason we have this weight over us every single day of feeling exhausted and fatigued, y'all. it's been me. Every day I wake up, I have been feeling so exhausted, feel like I don't want to get in my word, and I have just honestly not even wanted to be on this earth. There's been times where I've asked God, and I'm like, God, could you just take me, you know, from this earth, because I just want to be with you. I can't do this anymore. And I didn't realize that all of me saying all of those things was because I wasn't willing to get up and fight. I wasn't willing to be strong enough. I wanted to take the easy way out. And what God told me is, he said, Karu, I didn't promise you. God does not promise us to bring us out of the wilderness, but what he does promise us is to bring us through the wilderness. And many of us have lost our relationship and our walk with Jesus because we are assuming that he is going to bring us out immediately. And just because he doesn't bring you out immediately, we think he's not working. But the word says that God will bring you through the wilderness. Through. And that's where he's going to meet you with the rivers and the dry wasteland. That's where he's going to make the pathways in the wilderness. And in my heart, I was saying, God, I don't understand. You're not moving. You're not working. I'm going and doing all these camps for you. But he said, Karu, you've been going to all these rivers overflowing to get my presence. And although those things are good, you haven't been pursuing true healing. You haven't allowed me to truly heal you. And since me being home, I have just tried to ask God, how can I press through in the wilderness and not retreat back? Because the thing about the wilderness is it's hard. The thing about the wilderness is it's that friendship, it's that relationship in the family that you have been battling with for your whole life, that bitterness, that insecurity in the bottom of your heart that you have not been willing to give to the Lord, that addiction that you have been having since you were in middle school that you, again, have not been willing to give to the Lord. But the thing is, God says he will provide a way through the wilderness. We cannot pursue healing without going through. Many of us are wanting God to pull us out of the wilderness, but that's not how you're going to pursue healing. That's not how you're going to grow. The word literally says right now to forget all the former things. Many of us are not pursuing healing because we haven't forgot the past. We're still letting the enemy come and bring all of the past torment and all the things that we did up in our mind. But God says to forget all of these former things because nothing is compared to what he's going to do. Nothing at all is compared to what he's about to do because he is doing something new. It is important that we're holding tight to the promises that God is doing something new. He's wanting to work in your life a new miracle. But for that, you have to be willing to walk through the wilderness. You have to be willing to walk into the difficult seasons of life. And for me, I would go to the camps and I would go to the conferences and then come back home and I would be fired up. And as soon as things got difficult, as soon as life got hard, I would go back to that porn addiction. I would go back to that toxic friendship. I will go back to the things of this world, trying to find my worth and affirmations on social media. So I wasn't pursuing true healing. I would just go to the Lord for a quick fix. But as soon as I went home and things got tough, I immediately led myself back out of the wilderness. I tried to find a quick escape to get out. But God said, you aren't going out, you're going through. He said, I'm providing a way through the wilderness. I'm not just going to pull you out. He said, this is how you're going to grow. And this is the verse that has been so deeply on my heart that I have to recite every single day when I don't understand. God, why do I have this depression over me? Why do I have this insecurity? He said, because I'm making a way through. I'm making a way when there seems to be no way. In the name of Jesus, we need to understand that whenever Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went into the fire, they went in into faith. They weren't willing to bow down and submit to the world. So they walked out in faith. They said, okay, you want to burn me? Burn me. Because nothing, I'm not bowing down to nobody except for the Lord Jesus. And he said, he even walked out in faith before they were into the fire. He said, and I know that my Lord will protect me. And if he doesn't, so be it. So be it. So as soon as they went into the fire, not only did they go into the fire, but the fire got 7 degrees hotter. Some of us are going into the fire right now in our life, and it doesn't feel like the same fire that we've been through. This feels like a harder fire, a hotter fire, 7 degrees hotter. But the thing about as the fire gets hotter, the Lord's power works better. So whenever there was 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in that fire, there was also a 4th man because they walked out in faith. So when they walked into that fire, the Lord met them there. Many of us, imagine if Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not bow, if they did not submit their faithfulness to Jesus and go into that fire, and they decided, no, I'm just going to bow down to the king. I'm just going to submit to the world. They would have missed their appointment with Jesus right there. That changed the whole, not only their lives, but the whole city. Because the king said, wow. Nebuchadnezzar said, wow. Because of these people's faith, we will worship this God right here. So you need to understand that whenever things get hot, whenever things get tough, that is what you have to press into and allow God to meet you there. We have to quit running from healing. We have to quit running from all of these things in our life just for a way out. And understand, life is going to be hard, y'all. We live in a fallen world, but God is wanting to heal you. And it's not about the emotions and what you feel in that present moment. It's about the truth. Because in the wilderness and in the desert, Satan is going to tell you that you're alone. Because these past few months, I have woken up and every single day I feel Satan trying to tell me that I'm alone. Trying to tell me that nobody loves me, that nobody cares for me, that the things that I do define who I am. But once I understood that I do not take identity of my past, but I take identity of the cross. And what we need to understand is that when we go to heaven and God asks, what did you do? Why should I allow you into heaven? You can't say because of all of these things you did. You can't start to list all the things that you did. Because say you were the most perfect Christian, you got on your word, did all the things and all the things, it's still not enough. We have to say because of what Jesus did for me. Let's just say that I was standing outside a basketball game. I was going to go and I decided not to. And I just gave you some free basketball tickets. So you went in and the ticket booth was like, bro, how did you get these free tickets? Like, how did you even come by these? Are you going to say, oh, because I worked hard for them? Oh, because I spent all of my hard-earned money on these? No, you're going to say, somebody gave them to me. Somebody gifted them to me. It's the same way when we go to heaven. When God says, why should I allow you in? We say, we don't say, oh, because of all these things that I did this, and I led this camp, and I wrote this book about you, did this sermon. No. We say, because of what Jesus did for me, it was a gift, because I know how costly this is, and I could never pay it, because I'm imperfect. And that's what we have to understand when pursuing healing, is that we could never do anything to earn the love of the Father. We could never do anything to earn our salvation. God loves you for the way that you are, but you are to pursue healing and pursue sanctification. Because many of us want to say, oh, God made me this way. No, because you were born into sin. God put desires in your heart, and the more you are in tune with His Spirit and His presence, He's going to change you and form you into Him. So if we're not looking like Him, then we're looking like the world. So don't have an excuse of, oh, God made me to be like this if it's not matching up with Him. And that's just what the Lord has really put on my heart to help me pursue healing and to continue to go deeper with Him. Because, y'all, the nights that Satan has tried to wrap his hand around me and put his hands around my neck and try to choke me and try to tell me that I'm alone, that nobody loves me, that nobody's here for me, that because of my past, the things that I did, that God doesn't love me. But that's where Jesus meets you. He meets you in the fire when things are seven times harder. Because again, His power works best in our weakness. And the Lord met me right there and He said, Karu, quit your striving. Quit trying to do everything, for I'm going to do it for you. All you have to do is give me your life. He said, all you have to do is let go of the control. Because you want to get in your word and do all these things, but He said, you are still keeping the control. So if you're wanting God to move a miracle in your life, if you're walking in the wilderness, because many times I would walk in the wilderness, but I would still try to do it on my own. God, I can get through the wilderness by myself. I can defeat the enemy by myself. But the only thing that's going to defeat Satan is the one that defeated death. And that wasn't us. It's through the power of the cross and Jesus. So that's what the Lord has really been putting on my heart just these past months is Isaiah 43. So I just want to challenge you, if you're going through anything to where it feels impossible to get out, I want you to hold on to that and understand that God, that healing is coming, that God is there, that God hears you and that He sees you. That it's time to press through, because there are so many things that have happened in my family, y'all, of people that I've prayed for, that because if I was out of town, that it would not have happened but because I was present in the moment. In the moment and praying before these situations, there's people coming to Jesus. There's repentance happening in my family. There's chains being broken. And it starts with you. It starts with you actively pursuing Jesus every single day. He's wanting breakthrough in your family. He's wanting breakthrough in your life. I want you to imagine there's a huge iceberg in the middle of your room. And in the very center of that iceberg, it's who you're meant to be. It is your happiness. It is your breakthrough. And let's say whenever you're born, that room is at 0 degrees. So everyone is trying to hack at that iceberg and trying to get that, figure out who they're meant to be, get that miracle, get that blessing, that breakthrough, and understand why they're here on this earth. The way to melt that ice is to be in tune with the Spirit, to start spending time with the Father. So getting in your word and praying in the Spirit every single day. But get this, let's say praying in the Spirit and doing all those things only turns it up 1 degree hotter. So if you're in your word 2 days and you're in tune with the Spirit for 2 days, then that's 2 degrees hotter. Although from an outside perspective, you're not going to see the temperature rising up. You're just going to see the ice not melting yet. But we know once it hits 33 degrees, the ice and snow cannot stay in that form. It has to melt. So let's say 30 days go by and you're continuing to do these things. And you see the Lord isn't working. He's not moving in your life from what you can see. So you just quit getting in your word. So you just quit pursuing Jesus. But little did you know, you were 3 degrees away, 3 days away from breakthrough. You were 3 days away from finding that blessing in who you are. And it's the same way in the spiritual realm. It is the exact same way in the spiritual realm. We have to continue to press through with the discipline, because when things get hard, that's when God is wanting to meet us there. When that temptation is feeling hot, that's when God is wanting to meet us there. Whenever that family issue is arising, that's where God is wanting to meet us there. Whenever that issue with the relationship is coming up on us, that is where God is wanting to meet us there, because when the temperature gets hotter, the Lord's power works better. It works best in the name of Jesus. So I want you to not give up. I want you to understand that breakthrough is coming. I want you to understand that you don't suffer your whole life. You don't have to suffer your whole life. Long suffering is a thing. But let me tell you, what's even better on the other side of it is the Lord blessing you tenfold. So although things might be hard right now, I want you to understand and say, God, I just want to grab your hand. Would you walk me through the wilderness with me? Because so long I have just felt like I haven't been doing enough for Jesus. Like there's something that I could do to make Jesus love me, which is literally doesn't even make any sense. It's the lies of Satan trying to make me feel like I need to earn the love of Jesus and I need to do all these things. But at the end of the day, we can't do anything to earn his love. He loves us. He made us because he loved us. We are made to be loved by him. But it's time that we are entering into the wilderness and going through it, and understanding that God isn't always going to pull us right out of it, but he's going to make a way in it and through it in the name of Jesus. Y'all, I love Jesus so much. I literally love Jesus so much. He is so good. I'm thankful for spaces to where I can talk about my Lord freely. I'm thankful for spaces to where in revelations that God just, it's crazy that the creator of the universe just speaks through us. The way that whenever we are in tune with him, the fact that he is humble enough to just speak through us because he loves us this much. I will never understand why Jesus loves me for the things that I've done in my life and all the times that I've cursed him, cursed his name, all the times that I've hurt him. Because what we need to understand is that whenever we are, because many times we want to read the Bible and we want to say, oh, I don't understand why Judas would betray Jesus, or I don't understand why Peter would betray Jesus. But what we don't understand is we betray Jesus every single day by saying yes to the world and no to the calling of Christ. We betray Jesus every single day by whenever we hear God telling us to do something and we don't walk out in obedience. But the thing is with Jesus, he's not like man, and he loves us through it, and he's going to meet us in it. He's going to meet us in it and give us grace and allow us to heal. So he is so good. He's going to make a way in the wilderness, y'all. I just love Jesus so much. I could never repay him for anything that he's done for me. He's been the only one, the only constant in my life. And one thing I had to realize is once I'm connected with Jesus, I don't have to start finding, I don't have to search for other people to be Jesus in my life. It took a burden, a stress off of my relationships and friendships of me trying to put all of these assumptions of what a friend has to be and trying to make my friend be Jesus for me, when at the end of the day, I just needed to be in my word. At the end of the day, I just needed to be in tune with him. Y'all, he loves you. He wants to heal you. And I challenge you above all else, because I think a lot of us in our generation now, when we're feeling down, we want to go to social media or go listen to a worship song, which is so good to get poured into. But at what point does that worship song, and at what point does that pastor that you always go to become the one of being your God, whenever you could literally just go to God? Because we're trying to go to all the branches when we could just go to the root. It's like the same way with like a vegetable. Like, we're just eating like at the top of the leaves when we could eat the carrot on the very bottom. It is time for us to start stepping up and being bold in who we are in our walk with Jesus. He's wanting to heal you. He's wanting to care for you. He's wanting to love you. He's your protector. He's your provider. He's your father. And once we start walking every single day in tune with the Spirit and alive in the Spirit, we start to understand that God's going to start filling those holes in our heart that we were searching and longing for everything else to fill. That relationship, the partying, the drugs. Thank you for your healing, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'll see you guys next week, and I'm going to be probably having a guest on, so I'm really, really excited. And I'm excited to see where God takes this podcast into a more deeper and vulnerable way, y'all. There's going to be so much breakthrough and so much life-giving in the name of Jesus. I'll see y'all next week.